And 7:06, it is mostly cloudy. Some rain up on the north side and 38 degrees this morning in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. There is a need for affordable housing in Tulsa County, but federal dollars for such programs have been greatly reduced over the last 3 years. Marshall Stewart looks into the problem.
This year, federal funds for home consortium and community block development needs will be cut between 5% and 7%. It follows more drastic cuts to the two previous years. The reduction is despite a continuing need for affordable housing for the poor, elderly, and young couples just starting out.
There's absolutely a need for affordable housing across all specters of clients, from elderly in particular to young families.
Claudia Briere with the Indian Nations Council of Governments says despite the decrease in funding, there will be money this year for some new construction projects and home buyer financial assistance in Tulsa County. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A 64-year-old man is hospitalized this morning after he was struck in his wheelchair in a downtown Tulsa crosswalk. It happened yesterday afternoon at 15th and Denver. The man this morning is in fair condition. Legislation that would aid in the recovery of runaway children is moving forward in the state legislature. Rush Springs Democrat Joe Dorman sponsored the measure in the state house. He says it would be a companion to other statewide alerts.
One is the Amber Alert for abductions for children. One is the Silver Alert to find elderly citizens who have gone missing. We don't have a system in place for runaways, and this would help parents, guardians report a missing child and hopefully find that child before the worst happens.
It is hoped that the measure will help crack down on child sex trafficking in Oklahoma as well. The bill has cleared the state house and is now over into the Senate for consideration. Claremore residents are being asked this morning to conserve water. Now, fire at the water treatment plant caused some damage yesterday, and crews this morning are assessing the situation at Claremore. Meanwhile, two firefighters suffered minor injuries in an overnight house fire here. That happened southwest of Tulsa. The Red Cross this morning helping those displaced. Tulsa youth will have a chance to pitch their ideas on ways to address homelessness, bullying, teen pregnancy, and other issues relevant to them. The event, which happens to today at the Greenwood Cultural Center, is called Listen Up Tulsa. The Mental Health Association of Tulsa's Chris Siemens says that participants will present to a panel of community leaders.
The goal is try to come up with a solution for the presenters to implement something into the community.
The attendees will vote on the most promising presentations, and the winner will receive a $500 startup grant. Classes resume this morning at the Tulsa Community College West campus. Now, the classes there were called off yesterday afternoon and evening due to waterline leaks. An event tonight will continue the effort to restore local control of tobacco regulations. Paula Warlick with the Tobacco Free Coalition for Tulsa County says now that the legislature has voted down the measure for local control, it is time for city governments to show their support. And she cites Iowa as an example.
What they did was they started passing resolutions. Their local communities started passing them and have been delivered up to their state capital there in Iowa, and that is how they got local rights restored back to their communities.
The idea is to attract local elected leaders as well as community members. The event is at 7 o'clock tonight at the Vault Restaurant downtown. Our weather forecast, a slight chance of some rain this morning, then skies will clear by lunchtime, a high today of 58. National Weather Service radar showing rain showers pretty much in the northern half of Tulsa County this morning, drifting off toward the southeast. Now, at 7:10, it is mostly cloudy, some light rain, and 38. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.